Well, howdy, Kaiser. As you know, I'm not a young fellow anymore. Don't know how that happened. But as I'm drinking a few Peronis tonight, it's given me clarity. And she's a very nice, easy girl. Little humour there, but it's given me clarity and courage to share some of my wisdom with you guys. This video has been brought to you by Peroni, a clear, fresh, crisp beer with no aftertaste, 5% alcohol. When you want to think, have a drink of Peroni. Please drink responsibly. Well, as the title says on this video, Femons have always talked BS. Even when I was a young man, nothing they really said made any sense. But all us guys know why we had to tolerate it. You could get two Femons talking together, both talking exactly the same time. They're not even really listening to each other. Well, what's the point? They're not saying anything. They could talk for hours and say nothing. And that's pretty much an art. Now, most guys have witnessed that quite a lot. So what makes you think when she talks to you, she's going to actually say something? And I listen to Femons today, and they're talking the same gobbledygook. And as usual, none of it makes any real sense. I think it's because they like the sound of their own voice. Most of the trouble is, for the last few years, for some reason, people are actually listening to what they're saying and putting some of it into practice. Of course, it never works. We see that in society today. That's why everything is broken. And it's maybe because I'm getting older, but I've noticed it more and more. I get on a bus. I go to a pub. I'll go even to get groceries. And you hear nothing but the drone of Femon's voices. And it's complete verbal diarrhea. And they're so loud as well. And they're still not saying anything of any value. So in that respect, Femons haven't changed at all as far as I'm concerned. The difference is I think they've got louder. And they're still not saying anything of any real substance. So stop listening to them. I've also learned something else through my age. It's not to believe anything that comes out of a Femon's mouth. Because tomorrow's another day. And tomorrow they'll say the exact opposite. As Femons have got into absolutely everything, I'm surprised they don't have an SAS crack team of all Femons. Maybe they did, but they didn't survive. Because they were sneaking in behind some line somewhere and they couldn't shut the hell up. Probably how they looked so good in their outfits and got discovered. I hope this information helps somebody somewhere. But when a Femon is waffling at you guys, just smile and nod your head. But don't listen to absolutely anything she says, because it'll either be a lie or gobbledygook. There, I've done. I feel better. And now I need another Peroni. You take it easy, guys.